Welcome back to the Manifestation Therapy Podcast. I'm so excited for today's conversation because I'm joined by Kathleen Pitt, a quantum psychic and intuitive guide who helps people connect with their higher self and the energy that shapes their lives. Kathleen's work bridges the mystical with the practical. She uses her psychic gifts and a deep understanding of energy and healing from being a nurse practitioner and the quantum field to help people clear blocks, realign with their truth, and step into the abundance that's waiting for them. In this episode, we're diving into what it really means to tune into your intuition, how to trust the guidance you receive, and how energy and vibration play with such a powerful role in manifestation and healing. So settle in, take a deep breath, and get ready. This is a conversation that's going to expand the way you see yourself and the world around you. Let's welcome Kathleen Pitt.
Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifestation Therapy Podcast. I'm Judy Holly, clinical social worker, trauma therapist, master manifestation coach, and creator of Manifestation Therapy. This podcast blends the wisdom of universal principles with the transformative neuroscience of manifestation, aligning conscious creation with evidence-based healing. Whether you're a practitioner or on your own path of growth, you'll find inspiration for an abundant, aligned life. In each episode, I share strategies, insights, and conversations with healers, mental health professionals, coaches, thought leaders, and individuals with powerful personal stories. Before we begin, a quick note. The views and opinions expressed by guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect my personal beliefs or the principles of manifestation therapy. This is a space for open conversation and exploration, so take what resonates, leave what doesn't, and always honor your own intuition. Okay, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me, Judy.
It's nice to have you. The first question I always ask is just your story, your version of where you were to where you are now.
Where do you start? What are we trying to highlight here?
Well, you support people. You actually were that in another career lifetime. So maybe just how you became, you know, quantum psychic.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. So my name's Kathleen. I'm the quantum psychic. I am a nurse practitioner. I worked in an urgent care position for about 5 years. Before that, my background was in emergency room medicine, acute care, cardiac cath lab, which is, you know, where people go if they have a heart attack. So really intense, really, you know, drama, but you had to like be very knowledgeable about this stuff. I'm married. I have two kids and I had the perfect life, like on paper, right? Like I had the dream job. My husband had a great job. I had the dream house, the dream car, like anything you could want, I had. And I still would drop my kids off at daycare every day crying. Like they would be crying. I'd be crying. I'd go to work crying. My perfect office with my perfect patients, my perfect thing. And it was like, is this it? I remember waking up every day and thinking, is this it? Is this all my life is? Is this, I mean, what else? What now? You know, I've already achieved everything I could have. And it was still like, and what now? I was 32. So it's like, well, where do you go from here? What am I going to do? Go to med school? Like, am I going to go back and get my doctorate as a nurse practitioner? Like, I don't want to do that. Do I apply to a research grant? Do I start funding? Like, I don't want to do that. I'm so overwhelmed with just the basic necessity of life.
Right.
And one day I did as most moms do, and I was scrolling in the middle of the night and I saw this, you know, free sign up training, Quantum Leap. And I like quantum. I was manifesting at the time. I manifested all this.
Right.
Like I manifested this life that I felt extremely guilty that I didn't like a lot. And this Quantum Leap had a meditation in it, and it was something called light language. So light language to me is the language of the quantum field. It's just energetic frequency transmitted to physical sound. Mm-hmm. If anybody's listening that is religious in any way, they call it tongues, the language of the Holy Spirit, that type of thing. So I was listening to this meditation. I heard this woman speak light language, and I had a full body physical reaction. My goosebumps up and down my arms. I started crying. I had no idea why I was crying. I messaged her immediately and I was like, oh my God, I remembered I used to speak this when I was 8 years old and was basically told like, don't do that. anymore. Like, that's kind of weird. Don't do that. And it was this full body, like, remembrance and activation. And I was like in awe of this amazing moment in my life. And I ended up signing up for like a psychic development course about how to be seen and heard in a big way. And I would just go into meditation and then ask my guides, which again, at this point in my journey, I was a medium in some level. Like, I knew I had the gift of mediumship, but I didn't really use it or activate it. I didn't really know much about chakras. Like, I didn't meditate every day. This is like a whole new ball game for me, right? And I remember just sitting and meditating, and then I would just receive downloads and visions. And this is the course you're supposed to put out, and this is who it's for, and this is who you're here to help, and this is the pricing, and this is the modules, and this is how you're supposed to be and how you're supposed to advertise yourself. And it was just like boom, 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 boom. Wow. It was absolutely celestial, divine, spiritual, whatever you want to call it. After sitting with all of this information and figuring out, like, what am I meant to be doing? How am I meant to be showing up? Why am I having this visceral reaction to this? And I let these channels and things go through. Opportunities started appearing. Clients came out of nowhere. I went viral overnight. It's just this absolute divine intervention and path that I began to walk on just from that one moment of hearing light language and feeling so activated in my purpose and in my power.
Wow. Lots of energy.
Yeah. Yeah. You're being activated. Love.
Awesome.
Yeah.
How did your kids and your husband take this kind of change?
Yeah. Great question. So my kids, great. Because kids are just, you know, all they want is their mom.
Yeah.
And their dad. They just want to be with their parent. They don't care what you do for work. They don't care who you are. They just want you to like lay down with them and play with them. Right. And it's so like, God, I could talk about like my relationship with my kids, because yes, when you talk about, you know, making that investment, making that leap of faith, like tuning into your purpose and your power, there's a lot of discussion on the business side. And I love talking about that. But the way my life has shifted in every other way, my relationship has never been better. My relationship with my kids has never been better. I wake up and just like, yes, I get to fucking live another day. Like, incredible. This is amazing. Yeah, I just get to live my life every single day with this absolute like abundance that just gets to move through me. Like, it just has been incredible. But I would be lying if I didn't tell you that I had a lot of stuff to work through. And a lot of that stuff was reflected in my relationship with my husband. Right. You know, it's like this dichotomy or belief that we have, that many people have, that when you manifest something, you expect your life to fall apart before it gets better. Mm-hmm. That is a belief that many people hold, right? They're like, like a lot of women too, they go through their spiritual awakening and they end up divorced, or they end up like looking at this person like, they don't love me, they don't know me, they don't hold me. And I'm not disregarding anybody's personal experience. I'm sure there have been cases where the men do not rise with them. But I was really determined to have it all. Like, I love my husband. He was divine. He was another like divine thing that happened to me before I ever knew what source or chakras or meditation was, right? I love my husband. He's my soulmate. So I was determined to bring him with me. Mm-hmm. And the determination is like, the determination might derail people, but the actual determination in manifesting that is the release and the surrender to what you'd want and desire, right? So what I just did is I would hold the frequency. And as I made more money, as I like started showing up online, he came at me with, you know, limiting beliefs like, this isn't sustainable. Who is paying you this money? You know, and he's super supportive, but he's a human. Yeah. So who is doing this? Like, who would even like, Kathleen, are you sure? Like, are you like understanding the ramifications of you like being visible and seen in a big way? What about our kids? And I just held that frequency. I was like, you're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me. You're going to have to trust me. And he rose to the occasion. And for that, I am eternally grateful.
Okay. And he trusted you.
He does. Yeah.
So tell me about, I guess, your clients. How do you find them? What do you look for in an ideal client?
Yeah, I love that question. I actually was speaking about this with somebody today. So I operate in the quantum field, right? I'm the quantum psychic. I do everything in the quantum field. And just to give everyone like a basis of understanding of what the quantum field is and how it operates is that I operate under the understanding and belief that every single thing, every limitless possibility and potentiality, because there are unlimited possibilities and potentialities, is happening right now. So everything is happening right now. So there's a version of me that's still living that nurse practitioner life that's spiraling and spiraling and spiraling. There's a version of me that's talking and speaking on stages that is, you know, one of the best-selling authors that's on the New York Times, on the Today Show, that there's that version. And I have the choice every day to choose what do I want, what do I desire? And I choose my timeline. I choose my frequency. I hold myself to the vision that I know is mine. Similarly, I hold myself to the vision that clients are done. I'm paid in full. I have this many people signing up for this program. I already know it's done. Therefore, I'm showing up as if it's done. And when I do that, without fail, Judy, without fail, people will become magnetized to me and they come out of nowhere. I had somebody sign up yesterday for my program, and we'll talk a little bit more about who that ideal client is or who that person is. She has never commented on my stuff, never been in my stories, very rarely been to a masterclass of mine, not even in my free like content, Telegram group, broadcast channel, all those things. And she said, hey, can we chat? I feel called to you. And I don't know, I've been following you for about a year and I just want to see if I'm even a candidate for your work. And so she gets on the call with me, absolutely a candidate, you know, just perfect match for it. It's like, yeah, sure. Come on in. You know, I'm ready when you are. Here's the link. Mm-hmm. Signed up, paid in full, because yeah. I already know it's done. Right. And she already knows it's done on some higher consciousness level. And so we meet here. So to answer your question, how do I market? How do I find these people? I don't. They find me and we find each other in the quantum first. And then we're able to make that a reality in the 3D when we show up as that aligned version of ourselves.
Okay. Very cool. Do you want to talk about some of your programs?
Yeah, I can talk about that. So we talk about like your ideal client, like who is your ideal client? Who is it for? What are you doing? Like what's the transformation you offer, right? I have two programs. One is Super Creator. That's a 6-month quantum container is what I call it. But it's basically for the people who feel like they're made for more. Right. Like when they wake up, they've always known, right? I don't know about you, Judy, but I've always felt like when I was a kid and I looked at the stars, there was this like ache yeah. in my chest, like a homesickness almost of like, I belong up there and I don't know how I'm going to get there, but it's like visceral, like it's physical pulling you to this place. Right. Yeah. And when I started sharing that online, there are a lot of people who feel that way. There are a lot of people who are like, yeah, when I look at the star, I've always known, even when people said, be realistic, get a stable job. Don't spend too much. Like, you know, let's follow the Dave Ramsey system of excellence. Even when though, like you're told that, it's like, okay, I'll do that. I'll make the right decision. I'll check off the boxes of success, but I still feel like I'm made for more. I still feel like there's something out there for me. And that is what Super Creator is all about. It's about getting those people. And even some people like know what they're supposed to be doing, but they're just not expanded to the capacity or the vision, the fullness of how they feel. Like, I know I'm supposed to do this, but I'm just not seeing the success. I'm just not right. like seeing the physical manifestation in my reality. When is it going to show up? You know, I love that question. In manifestation. When's it showing up? It's like, take a break, yeah. chill out.
It's coming. It's already there.
Yeah. But Super Creator is like all about that. It's like really, truly tapping these people into the power that you hold within you as the creator of your reality. You like, for me, this is what I call the ascension. When you can move from your subconscious programming, the trauma, the blocks, the clearing, the energy, the stagnation, and then realize like, oh, actually I have the power within me. I've always had the power within me to create
right.
whatever I want. In doing so, we really plug it into like business. And this is how, you know, you show up online. And this is how you get the confidence and the courage and the power and the voice and the intuition to flow through you as the divine channel that you are to step into that quantum version of yourself.
Right. Yeah. I work with a lot of individuals who have had trauma or have, how do you mm-hmm. work with those clients that come to you that are like, I'm just so stuck back there in my trauma, my nervous system is unregulated. What do you do?
Yeah. Great question. So I first approach every meeting and like any interact, even on the internet, not with my clients, unconditional love. Like, I love my clients. I love these people. I love the change they're making in their life. Even if they've, you know, downloaded every single one of my freebies and not paid for a program, I love you. I love you because I just am so grateful for the power and impact that you are creating in this world and like getting the momentum and initiative to say like, yes, I'm here for more. So I approach every interaction with unconditional love and my clients know that about me. So when I come in and say this next thing, you'll know that they know that it's coming from a piece of love.
Yes.
Because we can get stuck in healing. We can get stuck in trauma. We can get stuck in like, okay, before I write this email, I need to do this breath work and I need to say these affirmations. And then I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk and then I'll be regulated enough to do the thing. Okay, great. I'm glad you have some tools in your toolbox to get you moving through that thing. But there's a point where you have to make a decision.
Right.
I'm deciding and choosing to live my limitless life now. I'm deciding and choosing to hold and maintain the frequency that which I know is meant for me and is happening concurrently with me in the now. And I'm going to move as that version of me because that version of me doesn't have to do the 10 tips, tricks, things, breath work, mentality work to move, right? That version of me has already done all the healing, has already done all the work, and she's ready and able and willing to be seen and heard in a big way. And so I'm going to expand into that. So I definitely don't like send anybody like, don't be a little bitch, like throw them in the deep end. Absolutely not. I do things like rapid energetic recode where we pull the energy out of the body and recode the aura. We do breath work. We do somatics, whole brain position, crossing the left and right hemispheres of the brain. But again, there's a huge moment in many, definitely entrepreneurs, many people's lives, where you have a decision. Are you willing and ready and able to close the door and say, I've addressed my trauma. I've acknowledged my trauma. I understand how that shaped me. I'm deciding to change and alchemize that pain into my power.
Oh, I love that. Power. Yeah.
Because it is your power. And I'm sorry I'm rambling, but I do want to say, I feel like it's very important to say this too. When I talk about like alchemizing pain into power, there was a huge realization I had a couple months ago. And I continue to bring this up in my work is that before you were ever born, you're a soul and you decided. You decided the family you were born into. You decided the time, the place you could have the birth chart and the astrological strengths, right? Because it's a 3D world we live in. You decided the time and the place. You decided what you went through. You decided the people that you were going to interact with. And everything that happened to you was not even happening to you. It was happening for you. And then the other piece of that is it after you get through that section, you can realize it wasn't even happening for you. It's not even about you. It's about your mission. It's about what you're here to bring to the world to raise the collective consciousness of the entire human race, entire humanity.
It's all kind of synchronicity leading you down your path too.
Yeah, I know. And I think that's something every human can relate to, right? It's like,
for sure.
No matter where you feel or you're on the spiritual spectrum or the trauma or whether or not you agree with anything I'm saying about this, it's like humanity wants humanity. Like humanity wants us to be loving and kind and caring, and we don't want disease and we don't want war and we don't want trauma and pain. We want, you know, we want healing. We want kindness. We want compassion. We all do.
Right. Right. I'm trying not to go into how are you dealing with what's happening now, but.
We can ask it. Yeah.
How are you dealing with what's happening now in the world with the political stuff without going too much into what's going on? But
I hear you. Well, I think, so the first thing is like, again, if I believe that you were born in this world and everything that you went through is happening for you, I have to believe that this is also happening for you, right? Like no matter where you are in the political spectrum, wherever you're at in the world, like it's all happening for you and for your evolution and growth. So if you are triggered or if you're challenged or if you see something as an obstacle or some other left, right as an obstacle, what are you like, what is that triggering inside of you? And what can you do to heal that? And I have seen a lot of rhetoric online right now. Like if you're not talking about this, I'm not going to hire you. And if you're not addressing, like, I don't have nothing to do with you. It's like, okay, beautiful. I actually did not DM you, but thank you for making that announcement. But I think the most powerful thing you can do as a spiritual coach, teacher, or alchemist in this climate is to bring your gifts to humanity. Like, it is to show up in your power. I don't care what side of the aisle you're on. You know, I'm from Detroit. You're in America as well. It's like, no matter what side of the aisle you're on in America, humanity wants the same thing. We want kindness. We want power. We want empathy. We want embodied leadership. I believe energetically aligned leaders in the hands of money will change the world. Mm-hmm. We want more money in the hands of energetically aligned people. So I will continue to show up for whoever, because the world has an agenda that's not mine. It's not my, you know, responsibility to tell somebody what's right or wrong. It's my responsibility to guide them back to their truth.
Right. Speaking of money, what's one of the biggest energetic blocks you kind of find with people that are looking to... Everybody comes out with, I want more money. I want to be rich. I want to be a millionaire. I get it. But what do you see as some of the bigger blocks and how do you deal with them?
Yeah. So the first thing I would say is the biggest block is when you say like, I want more money. I want more abundance. I want wealth. It's like, yeah, you're already holding it outside of you, right? Because you're saying, I want more. I want more. It's like, wait, well, what if you are more money? Like, you are more money. You are more wealth. You are more abundance. Everything. One of the best exercises I do, like in this free money training I hold sometimes, is like, okay, wherever you're at a park bench, you're at your house, you're at your office, you're sitting in a chair, probably you're standing up, you're holding a device, a phone, a laptop, whatever, everything around you, every single clothes on your body,
right,
the house or shelter that you're in, the place that you're at was bought for and paid with money, everything. So if you're stressing the fuck out about your bank account and you're like, when's $1 million going to drop in? It's like, girl, there's already $1 million around you. You just are not even, you're so focused on this fear and this lack and this scarcity. You're failing to recognize the unique abundance and overwhelming wealth that's around you already. Mm-hmm. And when you can see in that resonance, it's like, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be good. And I want to clarify it because I tell my story a lot of like, well, you had everything. You had the dream life. You had the good job. You had perfect.
Right.
When you're not living in your soul purpose, it was six figures in, six figures out, because you are spending money hand over foot,
right,
for a vacation, for a handbag, for a nanny, for a chef, for something to make you feel something. And you're doing it out of desperation. I did my first initial course. I put it all in a credit card. My one-on-one coach I signed up with, all in a credit card, because I knew that I was made for more. I knew that I was going to be successful,
right,
but I'm not going to lie to you and tell you, I wasn't a little bit scared,
yeah,
that I wasn't like, am I not going to do this? But there's just a choice again, you have to make. It's like, am I the person that is going to be in fear for the rest of my life? Lack, scarcity. Is it going to be enough? Will I make more money? Will the clients find me? Will I be successful? Or am I going to be the person that says, no, I'm going to be successful. It's already done. That version of me already, why would I be receiving any of these visions or be called or pulled or led to this,
right,
purpose and path,
yeah,
if I wasn't already meant to be here, if it wasn't already done?
I always say, if you're wanting something, you're just putting out there that you want more wanting, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You have to own it. Like, it's done.
Yeah. So tell me about the light language a little bit more. Does it just happen? Do you have like a process to get into it? Do you want to try some? Like,
yeah, we can do a light language. So light language for me, it's both. So sometimes I lead my business through intuition, right? So if I'm called to go live and do light language, I'm doing light language. If I'm called to make a reel, I do light language. It's so funny for me, like a lot of times I'll think something and like, if it's very profound, not to like, cause I'm just such a profound and wise thinker, but if I'm very profound or something I need to pay attention to, then immediately it'll be followed up with light language. So a lot of times, like when I'm walking or running, a lot of driving too, cause driving can be like a channeled meditative state from a lot of people. Yeah. Trance kind of. Yeah. It just comes through. And then what's interesting is that when I'm around different people, I channel different dialects because it's typically theirs needing to be activated that they weren't like clear on or know is in their field.
Cool. So even when you're running,
like, yeah,
that to me is, that blows my mind. Maybe because I'm not a runner.
Oh, but, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think like, so for me, I'll tell this story really quick. I had a meniscus removed when I was 16. A meniscus is the cartilage cushion pad that sits in between your knee joint. And it's actually the shock absorber for when you're running, jumping, walking, that type of thing. When I was 16, it was removed because it flipped. I played volleyball. I had surgery, had it removed. So now I'm 33 and I'm running and it hurt. It hurt really bad. It was just like, wow, I think I'm going to have to get steroid shots. Or like, what do we look? I'm 33. Is it time for a knee replacement? Like, I'm gonna get a knee replacement at 35. That's insane. What am I gonna do at 50? You know? And I remember my doctor was just like, yeah, I mean, this is kind of your options. Like, I would stop running. I would just do a recumbent bike. And I was like, I'm running 8 miles a day. You want me to do a recumbent bike?
Yeah.
It's not quite the, you know, workout that I was planning on, you know?
Right.
So I, this was right at the beginning of my awakening and my journey. And I remember I went to see my friend who is a healer, an energetic healer. And she tapped on my, this is my right knee where the meniscus was removed. Wow. She tapped on my left knee. I felt it in my right knee.
Wow.
And then after then, I was able to run, no pain, no problem. And I believe that absolutely miracles and magic are your birthright and they're happening all the time. So I'm able to run now, no problem. Even my husband, who was a total skeptic at the time, was just like, what? Like, you can run? I was like, I can run. And I don't believe that was happenstance or the circumstance. It was because when I run, I move energy. I'm a clear thinker. I'm a clear channel. So it was like, as I was opening up my gifts and becoming the channel and the intuitive that I am now, I needed to run. I needed to move energy.
Nice.
And so that's another timeline shift.
Beautiful.
Yeah. So I run and light language comes through. I drive.
Okay. So one of the things I always ask is your process for your day. So something that you would never, for me, it's like I get up, I meditate, I have my coffee and I have my quiet time in the morning. I get up super early, like 4:30. But what is your like would not go without during the day kind of thing to start?
First of all, I'm very jealous because I also am a 4:30 person, but I have a 4-year-old that just loves me at 4:30 in the morning. He loves me at 2 and he loves me at 4:30 and he loves me at 5. And so I have to stay in bed.
Yeah. Mine waits till 6:30.
Yeah. I know. I'm like, I should stay in your bed. So, yes, I wouldn't love that. For me, it has to be more flexible just because of the dynamics of my household right now and like how I have kids. But what I would say is like my biggest thing is that taking care of myself is a non-negotiable. Like where before, like the achievement and the power and the movement to the next thing, the next checkbox of success that I could go off of, it made me put a lot of my needs aside, right? Like I would just not, I would hold my pee. I wouldn't eat. I'll work out later. I'll eat healthier foods later, like when I have time or like when I can meal prep, or I'll have date nights later. Like all these things that are really important for communication and nurturing yourself are now a non-negotiable. So before I ever start work or before I sit down, I go to the gym, I go to the sauna, I go to cold plunge, I meditate. And this all takes me until like noon, you know, because it's a lot. It's a lot just to take care of myself. But it is, it's about maintaining the pristine channel that I am, not only for myself, but for my clients. Like they don't want the stressed out, half-assed version of me. They want the version of me that's completely clear and can channel their programs, can channel their next breakthrough and evolution and expansion. And that requires me to be well-supported, well-taken care of, nurtured, and rested.
I don't imagine skeptics come to you, but maybe you talk to them in your regular life. Do you have skeptics in your family or your friendships or clients that you kind of have had to deal with?
I would say probably in the beginning, maybe a little bit with like friends and family. They're like, we just didn't know you did this. And I was like, well, I didn't know either. So
I didn't.
Here we are. Yeah.
That's awesome.
But I think the big thing though is that they love me. So it's just like, well, okay, whatever. So they probably are skeptical, but they, you know, okay. The only thing I would say, I had a client once when I was doing a method called rapid energetic recoding, which is where we go into your auric field and we pull the energy that's holding you and keeping you like in stagnant energy field. And then we go backfill and recode your aura and like make sure that feels more expansive and safe. At the end of it, she said, when you started it, I was like, this is a bunch of bullshit. She's going to go in there and make me think something. And like, I was like, oh, I'll just be whatever. And she's like, but then I felt you go into my energetic field and pull. I physically felt it leaving my body. And then I was like, okay, like we're going to be in it. And I was like, yeah, girl, we're in it. Like, let's do it. If we're going to do it, we're going to do it right.
Right. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Okay. Do you do virtual or in person?
Virtual. I actually prefer virtual, which I did not think I would have preferred, but I do. I feel like it just cuts the chit chat, there's like when you have somebody in front of you, right? Like not even in working, you're getting sensory information from everywhere and you're looking at a new person, new smells, new experience, new like vocal levels and tones. Right. But virtually I'm in my office, I'm in my house, I have a blanket on my lap and I can really just tune into the energy.
Yeah. I find it really helps to ground after a client being in my own space so that I don't carry anything on. So how do you ground after?
I do different ways, depending on like the client, what I feel. So one thing I do is use water. So whether it's just be like washing my hands or actually taking a shower or a bath, just cleansing the energy away. For more like intense energies where I feel like, and this usually happens in my personal life, not with my clients, but where I feel like someone is really just like digging in there, I will either imagine that my hand is a knife or I will take a physical knife and I will cut about 1 inch away from my body and then just allow the energy to be released and like in your sacral area, which is 2 finger widths below your belly button for those listening, is where many people put energetic cords and ties and they're not consciously aware that they're doing it. A lot of times this is like your narcissistic ex or, you know, a lot of times family members will do that unintentionally and they're not spiritual. They're not energetic. They just latch in. So, you know, it's like cutting it and clearing. It's like, I'm sending this energy back to them. This is not mine. I call back my power.
Okay. You know, people picture an energy shield around them for protection. And I was like, yeah, sometimes I use like a mirror around me. And then if people send it, it pings back.
Yeah, it works though. I mean, it works. Yeah.
Energy. Everything is energy. Everything is connected.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I guess you could like see it as a portal. But, you know, the truth is like everything is a mirror already. So it's not wicked or witchy or whatever. It's just energy. It's just life. It's just who we are.
Who are some of your go-to, like Joe Dispenza or Jeffrey Allen or Deepak Chopra? Who do you kind of look up to?
Yeah, well, I'll just give my mentor a shout out because I love her. Her name is Vanessa Halleck. And she's on, you know, online Instagram. She's a mindset coach. And then I've been recently listening to Regan Hillier, which she's on Mind Valley.
Oh, I love Regan. Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, she's good. She's got some good insights. And then, of course, Joe Dispenza. Yeah, I really, you know, it's so funny. Like, I'm like realizing this in this moment. So I play music. I play piano. And everyone used to ask me, like, what do you like? Can you play a song? Can you do this? And I used to write music. And I would be like, well, actually, I just like, I don't really know how to play anybody else's songs, but I can play you my songs, you know, like I can do. And so for even in the same breath, it's like, I like to keep that kind of stuff in my ears. I like to like always be aligned and keep my energy up high and moving in the frequency that I'm meant to. But even like now it's like, well, I could just tell you the things that I'm listening to, but I couldn't give you all the people that I'm listening to.
Okay. Thanks. I really like Reagan's activation. She's good. Coincidentally, although there's no coincidences, I just interviewed someone who does song for healing. So he writes a song and it kind of synchronicity works with whoever he's working with. Mm. So I thought that was really cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
It is cool. I'm being called to do that more in vocal too, but I just need better equipment for recording.
Yeah.
So it's, you know.
What's next?
One more thing. I got the book. I got the TED Talk. I got the record. Like, what do you think? There's a lot going on.
I'm very ADHD, and that kind of made me think of it. So how do you work with individuals that are neurodivergent? Or do you even recognize it? Because some people don't anymore.
Yeah. I mean, technically I'm neurodivergent as well. Like I have ADHD. I mean, but I'm a manifesting generator too. So now that I know that, I'm like, well, maybe I'm just not ADHD. Maybe I was manigen the whole time. How do I recognize them? I don't really know if I would put like, please tell me, are you ADHD? Are you neurodivergent? Tell me. I need to know. It's more like everybody has their unique gifts and talents to bring to the world, and the breadth of their existence is their existence. And so it's not actually anything that I want to say like, I don't recognize it, but not in a way it's like, we're not going to acknowledge it. It's more like, yeah, of course you are, because this is the gift that you're meant to show the world. And this is the way that it was supposed to be presented. And like, only you can do it.
Right.
So of course, like, this is what you chose in this lifetime. And how are we going to use that
right.
to unlock your next level of expansion and like everything that's meant?
Okay. Is there anything that I haven't asked that you want to talk about?
Oh, I want to mention my next or my other program, if that's okay, because I only just mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay. So the other program that I have is called You Are the Oracle. And this is really for the high level entrepreneur who has been doing business, has a successful business. Everything's running on autopilot and they still feel like there's something missing. And this is really to help them get tapped into the quantum field and also unlock their intuition. So every month we go through a deep, deep dive of like, what's mediumship? What are the ethics in mediumship? How do we use that in our business? How do we channel that for the divine of the highest level and calling that you're meant to do in your business? We talk about, you know, marketing, quantum messaging, no longer relying on funnels, strategy, AI, bro marketing. It's like you have a unique voice and power within you. The reason your business doesn't feel sexy or fun anymore is because you're doing it by someone else's template and strategy, and you have a unique template and strategy inside of you. So it's really about taking those high level business owners that are already creating massive amounts of income to shift it, to move it into an intuitive led business. And then you can watch the world shift with
that. That's amazing. When are you starting that?
It's all the time. It's rolling.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on in. Yeah.
Okay.
What about you? Can we talk about you?
Sure. What do you want to know about me?
Yes. Well, how did you get into this? How does the manifestation therapy? And like, I know you said you just started a coaching business. So
I grew up with a lot of trauma, a lot of chaos, a lot of love too, but a lot of chaos. And I spent my 20s kind of in a state of transience.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had like 8 people pass away in one kind of like a period of 3 years.
Oh, wow.
It was, some of them were like my foundation, like my little brother. And I went through this, it's either something really big changes or I'm done.
Yeah.
Because this is enough is enough. And then I found The Secret, of course, and Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. He's amazing. And then I just kind of started to learn about manifestation and shift. And I realized that I'd always kind of created, like, I never was without money. I was always taken care of, even though I hitchhiked across the country and everything. So I was pretty transient, but I realized that I'd always been kind of manifesting. So then I started to try it. So I lost my job in high tech again.
Yeah.
And I was like, celebrate it. And I did. And then I started a program for college and learned that earlier on I had started social work, kind of psychology. And I didn't like it because I could only take one course in university in it. So I got bored, ADHD, and started to fly with like houses, cars, you know.
Yeah.
And from there,
yes.
I had been living in this one house in a town where I was like, well, I can't have children. I've been told no kids. So I was like, but I want to have a child in my life. So I'm going to manifest bringing a baby and adopting. I'd already raised a girl, foster daughter. She's 30. So, and then all of a sudden I did all this work on myself, like Ho'oponopono and therapy. And I wondered how my ex was when I forgave him and I reconnected. Hello, I got pregnant after being told I couldn't.
That'll do it.
And she's like my multiple miracle because I manifested her and then she was born at 24 weeks. And then at 45, I had another pregnancy happen.
There you go. Yeah.
But the manifestation therapy, I knew like even 15 years ago, I have this book in me. I want to write it about creating the energy principles to help people who are supporters to use them, because psychologists and social workers back then anyway, now they're starting to be more open to it. We're not open to this kind of energy, right? Even nurses and doctors, there was none of it allowed. So I knew back then, and I would tell people I'm going to write this book. It took me a few years because I had a block in using my voice and finding my voice and allowing it. So here I am today.
Yeah, incredible. That's awesome.
And it's so about synchronicity. I realized the other day, a logarithm. It's kind of like a logarithm, because I saw this statistic that only 1% to 2% of the population, like worldwide, actually build self-awareness and reflect on who they are and all this kind of stuff. And I was like, can that be true? That's our synchronicity, right? That's our logarithm, is we attract the people that are, and that statistic is going to grow.
Yeah. And it's so needed. Like, there's just so much ready and available for people. It's like everyone is awakening. It's like, I don't like the way this is. I want to do something. Is there a different way? I think there is. And like getting them back into their trust, their authority, their power, their voice. Like, this is the work, and it is going to change humanity on so many levels. Maybe if we can just get to like 10%, imagine the worldwide shift. Okay. Do you want to do a little light language activation?
I would love.
Okay. Yeah. So we'll do a light language activation, actually for innate power is what I'm hearing. So a lot of times people like to do it for like wealth and abundance and just light language activation in general, but this is for power, for DNA power, a full system frequency upgrading calibration to the power that you have within you that is waiting to be released into the world. So I'm just going to take a minute here, and I'm going to ground myself and get this channeling moving for the people that are meant to hear it today. You have the power within you now. You have all the power that you've ever needed within you now. Don't doubt it. Don't push it away. Don't push it aside. Allow the power, allow the movement, allow the energy to flow through you. Taking a big breath in, just allowing this to move through you, allowing this to feel within your activation, your power, your destiny. It's all right there. It's all right there. It's all there. Taking another big breath in. And release. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.
Nice. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
You use light language in your programs, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I use it to call clients to me. I use it to clear energy. I use it, however, it's not really even mine. It's quantum. So it's not like a language you can learn, like Spanish or French. It's just sound. And I think the reason, because people are like, well, what's the point or what's the reason? It's like, there are just some things that we have to experience in the 3D, because we have 3D senses, sight, hear, smell, touch, taste, right? So if you have codes or activation or resonance and abundance that needs to flow through, how do we give humans this energy? How do we channel our higher consciousness, channel it to this dimension? It's about getting it in a way that we can feel it and perceive it in a tactile way.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Where can people find you?
I'm the quantum psychic all over. So wherever, Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, I'm the quantum psychic. I do have a free download, and I'll give that link to you, but it's for my light language wealth activation. And there's like a mini free coaching series within there as well.
Perfect. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Kathleen.
Oh my gosh. Thanks for having me.